Good morning, everyone. I call to order the January 23rd, 2019 variance hearing. My name is Corey Teague. I'm the zoning administrator. I'm joined by our executive secretary, Eva Atahera-Taylor. Just some general information before we begin the hearing. Regarding order of presentation, project sponsors and property owners will have 5 minutes to present oral arguments on how the five findings are met to justify a variance. The applicant should also submit their declaration of posting when they approach to present their case. Any members of the public, both supporters and opponents of the proposed variance, shall be allowed 3 minutes each to speak. There is a timer just to the left of the podium up there that indicates how much time you have left during your time. If there is any public testimony in opposition to a proposed variance, then the applicant is allowed 3 minutes for rebuttal. I may ask questions of the applicant and or members of the public. At the end of the item, I may close the public hearing and take the matter under advisement. I may continue the item to a future date, or I may indicate my action on the item today. Items listed on the consent calendar are matters considered routine by the zoning administrator, and if anyone would like to speak on one of those items, please step up when the item is called. Otherwise, it will be granted. There are currently 2 items listed on the consent calendar. Public comment at the end of the hearing shall be allowed for items that are not on the agenda. Members of the public are allowed 3 minutes each to speak at that time if they wish. Regarding the criteria for justifying a variance, Section 305C of the Planning Code states that in order to grant a variance, the zoning administrator must determine that the facts of the case are sufficient to establish the 5 following findings. Finding 1, that there are exceptional and extraordinary circumstances applying to the property involved or to the intended use of the property that do not apply generally to other property or uses in the same class of district. Finding 2, that owing to such exceptional and extraordinary circumstances, the literal enforcement of specified provisions of the Planning Code would result in a practical difficulty or unnecessary hardship not created by or attributed to the applicant or the owner of the property. Finding 3, that such variance is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of a substantial property right of the subject property possessed by other property in the same class of district. Finding 4, that the granting of such variance will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious to the property or improvements in the vicinity. And finding 5, that the granting of such variance will be in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the Planning Code and will not adversely affect the general plan. Please be aware that no decision is final until a decision letter is issued. Due to current backlogs, decision letters may take up to 2 months to complete from the date of this hearing. If anyone would like to receive a copy of a decision letter, please complete the sign-up sheet located at the far wall and provide your contact and mailing information. Regarding appeals, the zoning administrator's action to grant or deny a variance application may be appealed to the Board of Appeals within 10 days of the date of the decision letter, and again, no decision is final until that decision letter is issued. Private conversations can be very disruptive during the hearing, so please conduct all private conversations outside the hearing room. The next variance hearing is scheduled for February 27th next month. Audio recordings of variances are available on the Planning Department's website as a link on the hearings on or after January 1st, 2011. We don't have audio earlier than that. So regarding to today's calendar, I will go ahead and turn that over.
We have 2 items to be considered for continuance. Item number 1, to be continued on Wednesday, February 27, 2019, at the regularly scheduled variance hearing here at City Hall, same room, 408. Case number 2016-000240VAR, 1322 Wawona Street, front setback variance sought. Second case to be continued on to Wednesday, March 27, 2019, again at the regularly scheduled variance hearing here at City Hall, room 408. Item number 2, case number 2018-014126VAR, 1119 to 1121 Stanion Street, rear yard variance sought.
Is there any public comment on these proposed continuances? All right, seeing none, those cases will be continued as indicated, and we'll move on to our consent calendar.
There are three items in our consent calendar. Item number three, case number 2018-005709VAR, 740 Washington Street, site coverage and open space variances sought. Item number four, case number 2017-014346VAR, 154 Eastwood Drive, front setback and rear yard variances sought. Item number five, case number 2017-008716VAR, 1350 48th Avenue, rear yard variance sought.
Is there any public comment on any of these cases proposed on the consent calendar? Again, these items are considered routine, and they will be considered approved if they are not pulled off the consent calendar. Is there any public comment on these items proposed on the consent calendar? Okay, seeing none, those items are considered granted, and we will move on to our regular calendar.
Moving to our regular calendar, item number six, case number 2018-011450VAR, 1073 Church Street, rear yard variance sought. Is the project sponsor here? Please approach the mic. You have 5 minutes.
I'm sorry. My name is Michael Robles Wong. I'm the son of the owner of the building, Priscilla Wong. She is in hospice. I have power of attorney, and I am the trustee of the family trust. Our architect is not currently present, but I have the information that I think we can discuss, or we can just wait for him. We're still...
Yeah, so you're waiting for the architect to
yes,
arrive.
Okay, correct.
That's fine. We can move this to later on the calendar. We can move it to the end of the calendar, if that's fine. It's not a very
today?
Long calendar today. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
fine.
And that way we can call it again at that time, and hopefully your architect will be
great.
There.
Thank you.
Okay, skipping item six, item number seven, case number 2018-009387VAR, 3609 to 3611 Taraval Street, rear yard variance sought. Project sponsor? You have 5 minutes, ma'am.
Yes, hi, thank you. I'm Nancy Hirsch, and I represent Janet Slisman, who is the property owner and is seeking the variance. And I believe, Mr. Zoning Administrator, that Ms. Slisman has presented a package of information, plans, and letters, and analyses, including an arborist's opinion that for review by the zoning administrator. Have you had a chance to look at that, sir?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Okay.
I have.
So I don't want to go over everything that's in that plan, except to say that I believe, upon my review, that the windscreen, which is 6 to 10 inches wide, and just fills in a gap in Ms. Lissman's yard. It was put there emergently to preserve the life of this beautiful fern that's been growing there for 20 to 25 years. And the proponent, that is Ms. Slisman, she sought information about a variance at the time, but what happened was the weather put the she's out at the beach, as you know, from having read the documents. The tree that was next door died and was eliminated as a windscreen and protection for this beautiful fern. The fern is a rare species. It was in jeopardy of its demise, according to the arborist and according to the documents that we provided, and that Ms. Slisman was in an emergency position. She contacted the zoning administrator, found out it would take a year to get a variance. She tried to retain someone to expedite a variance, couldn't do that, and the fern was in jeopardy, in immediate jeopardy, so she built what is actually quite beautiful and is an enhancement to the garden and appreciated by people who live around her, a very narrow windscreen to protect this fern that was in jeopardy. And it that fits right within the planning code section 305C because it is an extraordinary plant that is of a species that is unusual and that requires the protection that was provided. She is seeking the variance in order to comport with the rules and regulations of the city and county and with the authority of the zoning administrator. And so that fits right within number one, exceptional and extraordinary circumstances applying to the property. She also has, I don't know when, I don't want to know when to stop talking, but she also has a very special garden. She's out by the beach. You saw the pictures, they were all attached. Nobody has a beautiful garden like Janice Lissman. She's been working on it for 20, 25 years. She's been trying to beautify her own surroundings and that of the people who are there and can look down into her garden, all of whom appreciate it. And the very narrow, beautiful windscreen, it's not really a fence, enhances the environment. And it's my understanding that the city is now considering enhancements in so far as its decisions with respect to variances are made. So that fits right within the exceptional circumstances, save that fern. If it were to be taken down or diminished in size, the fern would die. And that's the bottom line. That's the arborist report is before you, sir. It would be a hardship to the fern itself, a hardship to Ms. Slissman, who has spent incredible amount of time, effort, and financial and finances on this effort. It would be a hardship and a practical difficulty or unnecessary hardship. Is my time up already?
I haven't. The timer is on your left.
Oh, okay.
Here,
so. All right. And that it's the variance is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of a substantial property right, which is hers, and is also her neighbors could be doing the same thing, but they don't. That's why her place is particularly beautiful. And that the granting of a variance wouldn't be detrimental to anybody. The denial of a variance would be very detrimental to the fern, which would die. And I didn't get to five, but I understand my time is limited. I'm hoping that the zoning administrator will agree with us and grant the variance. Thank you very much for your
time. Thank you. Is there any public comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, I will close public comment. But variance cases revolving around vegetation and trees can be a little tricky sometimes. And we tend to get very detailed reports. We don't typically get books. That was an interesting surprise. I know it's a lot easier to make books these days, but this case is a little bit unique. There are obviously, feelings attached to the vegetation and the tree by the owner, but also just in the layout of the property in the block, its location, the fact that this rear yard space is really disconnected from the rest of the mid-block open space, and the fact that also for many years and on the adjoining property, there was another tree that essentially disconnected this rear yard from the rest of the mid-block open space. I think all of that goes into exceptional, extraordinary circumstances, and to the points that were raised, adding this lattice windscreen is really not going to be any real different than the conditions that have existed for many years there, and is not going to have any impact on the mid-block open space or any negative impacts on the neighbors. This is the northeast corner of the block. There's not going to really be any impacts there. So I generally agree with the arguments, and I would intend to grant the variance with conditions. Thank you.
Moving to item number 8, case number 2018-001227 VAR, 182 Langton Street, exposure variance sought. Project sponsor, you have 5 minutes.
Good morning. My name is David Marlott, DNM Architecture. So we're the architects for the project at 182 Langton Street. The variance request is largely of a very technical nature. It's an existing four-unit building. The client's desire to create two new accessory dwelling units at the ground floor, one approximately 500 square feet each. The units, one would face Langton Street, so its exposure area is not in question, the 15 by 15 foot area normally required. The second unit is facing the rear yard. The rear yard has ample space for the exposure requirement that would normally be required. However, the configuration of the space is not quite a 15 by 15 foot dimension clear to the open sky. So there is a rear yard and with a deck and a staircase in it that is providing required fire egress for the upper units, so it's important and cannot be relocated. The remaining available rear yard space that would be provide this exposure for the unit is about 270 square feet open to the sky, whereas the 15 by 15 foot requirement would be 225 square feet. So the nature of the variance and the exceptional circumstances are that we don't have quite the shape that is called for in the ADU ordinances and the waivers for the 15 by 15 feet, but we do meet the intent by providing more than the required exposure area. And due to the fire egress stair that's in the center of the backyard, it's just cutting that space into two. So the shape is not quite what was provided for in the ordinance. Less than 5 minutes.
That's fine. You don't have to use the whole time if you don't.
I appreciate
if you
that.
Don't. Okay. Okay. Are you?
Yes, I'm
okay.
Done. Thank you.
Is there any public comment on this item? Okay. Seeing none, I will close public comment. I've reviewed this in detail, and I am concerned about the quality of the exposure for the rear unit. Like you said, if you combine the two areas, it adds up to enough area, but the dimensions, the layout with the overhang, and the purpose of the exposure in terms of providing that kind of light and air to the unit being kind of bifurcated by that multi-story stair structure in the rear is challenging. As you may know, the exposure requirements for ADUs were last year reduced again to be even more, to kind of lower the bar even further in terms of minimum of 9 foot dimension and 225 square feet. So there's already been a lot of work done to accommodate what would be kind of the bare minimum quality of exposure for ADUs. So I'm still a little concerned about this one. And especially with no additional public comment, I think I will take this one under advisement.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Moving to item number 9, case number 2018-002685VAR, 287 Monterey Boulevard, rear yard, variance sought. Is the project sponsor here? Please approach the mic, sir. You have 5 minutes.
This project is to add a room in the backyard. Right now, it is a pretty steep terrain. I cannot really enjoy the yard as it is down the yard about 20 feet from street level. Down, there's two sets of stairs just to go down and eat the dirt. So the project is to add a deck and a room and in this yard. Per the planner, it is fine to add the room, but it requires a variance to add the deck. So I was about to drop the variance when he told me that, but we went too far in the project, like 8 months in the planning already. So I'm pursuing the variance to get the deck there in the yard.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any public comment on this item? Thank you.
You have 3 minutes, sir.
My name is Jed Davidow. I am the owner of the adjacent property just to the west side at 291 Monterey. My wife and I, who own the property together, are a little concerned about the materials presented and the essentially the property line issues. I recently did a remodel myself, and which was compliant, and so I'm a little familiar with some of the code issues. Can I place this on here?
Yeah, sure.
Hope to see the. This is my property down here. As drawn and the material supplied, the architect showed decking all the way down to this point, and that's not true. I've tried to scratch it out, but from the back of the property to 45 feet, it's open, and we have a 5-foot setback on our deck, so that there is nothing at that point. There's also nothing here, although I don't think that matters. Four to 55 feet back, there's nothing on the property line with this setback. And the reason I bring this up is that we are concerned that right here, there would have to be a fire break wall, as the proposed variance requires that there be building within 5 feet of that setback. And I may be incorrect about that, so I understand. But as we had to build ours, we had to build a firewall there. So what we're concerned is that, showing this piece here, that there would be a firewall all the way down to this edge and then drop down, but to the height of the railing here, which would make that firewall almost 15 feet high at that deck point. I apologize for not approaching my neighbor earlier to deal with this, but we didn't want to stir up trouble, and then at the last minute kind of freaked out about it. Here's another picture here on the plan. This shows the stairs coming down, and this shows shows a wall, but no other cross sections show what the wall would look like, what it would have to be made of, and so we just don't really know. I've talked to my neighbor briefly this morning, and he doesn't quite know either what it would have to be made of and how high it would have to be. So that's our big issue with it. We have a slight concern about the depth of the proposed addition here. Pardon me, let me get this here. Depth of the addition here. We want him to be able to complete this, and we're happy with that. The very back wall here, we did ours compliantly, knowing that this point would require a variance. And so we have a window right in the corner here that we are afraid will be slightly cut off here. So we don't want to pose the variance completely. We would just like to note that if that wall goes all the way over, it will slightly block our view. A view is not something that I normally care about, but I want to make that point, and I do not want that point to block his variance completely, because I do want him to be able to have it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment on this item? Okay. Project sponsor, you do have 3 minutes if you want to address any of those issues.
Yes, so first point, there is no wall. The deck and the stairs will be made of non-combustible material, so steel, they will be certified, so there is no wall or any fire-rated wall to be built there. I will use stainless steel railing and cable wires, so it doesn't hide anything, lets the wind through also. It's a pretty windy area. On the second point, it's actually less than what the planner allowed me to build. I can extend actually 2 more feet per code, and I reduced it to match the existing neighborhood and adjacent properties.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, so I have reviewed this project. The challenge I'm seeing to some degree is, what are the exceptional extraordinary circumstances here? I understand the desire to do what's been proposed. However, this is kind of a standard lot in terms of width and depth. There's a little bit of slope in the rear that is true, but it's not severe, and there are ways to deal with that without necessarily triggering the variance. I do agree that the plans could be of somewhat better quality. I think the department was being a little bit charitable with these moving forward, but I do want to look into that a little bit further. So I do want to explore these issues a little bit more and some of the issues that were raised by the neighbor, and generally have concerns about how the proposed variance would be justified and meet the five findings, but I will take it under advisement and look into that further.
Moving to item number 10, case number 2018-000589 VAR, 2222 Mason Street, exposure variance sought. Is the project sponsor here? You have 5 minutes, sir.
Good morning. My name is Bill Guan. I'm speaking behalf on the owner of 222 Mason Street. The building right now has two units, and on the ground level, there's a painted space, and right now currently used as storage. It has really high ceiling. It had almost 12 feet ceiling high, I remember. And it's a very nice space, and facing the yard, I think is a great location for ADU unit. So although the yard is a little bit short, but we are really close to the minimum requirement. So I hope you can consider that and give this project a consideration and allow the variance, approve the grant the variance. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public comment. So I did have a few questions, sir, if you don't mind. We had another ADU exposure project earlier in the calendar, and I mentioned that how the requirements have been recently reduced again, even further to a very small requirement. And as you mentioned, this rear yard is basically not quite there. It's not far off, but it's not quite meeting those requirements. So I do have, you know, some concerns about that. But I wanted to ask you a few other things. So right now, the way this ground floor lays out is a one-car garage and then kind of three separate storage areas. Mm-hmm. Do you know if you explored at all or what hardships would be involved with, instead of converting just the rear, also converting the garage area and the front storage area into the unit so that it would have exposure onto the street?
Well, that area, the parking is, first of all, the parking is leased to the tenant above, so we cannot basically touch the parkings. Okay. And the second thing is, according to the planner, Matthew, I believe we cannot use the front, the first, I don't remember exact the dimension, but there's a dimension like maybe 30 feet, the first front of the 30 feet had to be used as retail space, cannot be developed. I think there's some planning code regarding this restriction, but I'm not sure which one. I don't recall right now, but there's a restriction that limit the development of the front part of the building to residential use.
Okay. Another question. Right now, the layout has, you know, two windows facing that rear yard, mm-hmm. with the living room on one side, the kitchen on the other. Right now, the portion of the yard that has the best exposure is actually where the kitchen is, with the smaller window.
The kitchen and the living room.
Would it be possible, if we were to move forward with these, mm-hmm. with this proposal, would it be possible to switch the living room and kitchen within that unit in terms of which side of the room they're located on, so that the living room could have a larger window and actually get as much light as possible into that unit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So there's nothing mm-hmm. there's nothing physically going on that would prevent you from kind of flipping that layout.
No problem.
Okay. I'll check on the code requirements, mm-hmm. on the front. I'm not aware of those, but if that's an issue, I want to be aware of that. Mm-hmm. And again, because of the exposure issue and the recent legislation, I will be taking this matter under advisement.
Sure. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Moving to item number 11, case number 2016-004218 VAR, 211 Mullen Avenue, rear yard variance sought. Project sponsor, please approach the mic.
My name is Michael Orr. Our architect is not here yet.
Hi.
Is your architect coming?
Our architect is coming. He said he'd be here.
Okay, so why don't I move to item number 12 first, and then we'll go back to the 11th, hopefully he or she will be here. Okay, moving to item 12. Case number 2017-004242 VAR, 16 Prague Street, front setback variance sought. You have 5 minutes, ma'am. Hi, good morning.
Hi, my name is Christina Charney. I'm the owner of the property, and I have my architect here with me. We were trying to create a driveway because my home is the only home on our block. It's an older house, so the house is set back about 15 or so feet. And there was a gate up there, and we took part of that down. I was trying to do a driveway, not realizing we needed to have a permit. One of our neighbors called in, and because we didn't have a permit, it opened up the notice of the hearing for the variance. So we're just trying to get the house to have a driveway. I have one car. All my neighbors have like between 3 and 4 or 5 cars. So I just wanted to have somewhere to park. I have 4 small children, and it's just hard. We're on the top of the hill. So I was just trying to get a driveway put in. And then my architect is helping me just kind of make sure everything's to code and making the adjustments that the planner requested when we submitted the drawings for the proposal. And the architect.
If you would like, does he have anything to add about the proposal?
Okay. That's it, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Is there any public comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, we will close the public comment. So I'm just curious about, have you had any conversations with Public Works about the curb cut and getting the appropriate permits from them for creating the curb work, the curb there?
They had said that we needed to go through this process first, right, before, and then so we're he's been back and forth with the planner, Natalia,
right,
with making the adjustments because the slope was not the right angle and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. I want to make sure you're aware that, you know, there may be a decent amount of kind of sidewalk work that needs, mm-hmm, to be done to bring that up to code in terms of the public works code for the
curb. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And my understanding is that the railings that project are actually on the properties of the two neighboring properties. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're on the property line, but they're basically railings for those properties.
Correct.
And not yours.
Yeah.
And so that's an issue for those properties, and that's not something you're proposing to amend in any way.
Oh, no, I'm totally fine with that, yeah. Okay. It doesn't affect what I was trying to do, no.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I did take a look at this, and you're correct. I think this is the only property on that block that doesn't already have, you know, a curb cut and, mm-hmm, an off-street parking space.
Right.
Generally, we're pretty tough when people want to add a curb cut add a parking space,
yeah,
on their property. Kind of the concerns of privatization of public space. But in this situation, I think there are some additional factors that play into this. One, this is kind of a dead-end street,
right,
in a portion of the city that is not served that well by transit,
right,
currently. Hopefully in the future it will be better
served. Very well
put. Right. So the combination of this being a dead-end street, this being the only property that does not already have this type of space, and the topography, the slope that is there, I think those are helpful to your case. I'm also supportive. You know, generally, we'd like to see the screening a little more substantial in terms of, you know, put it in a garage. Actually, you know, in this case, the nature of the home that's there, you know, this is not a very big home.
Right.
There's not a lot of front window space.
Right.
If you actually just propose to build a small garage in the front, you would kind of lose a lot of light and air into the front of the home. So I think with the right kind of front fencing, which our staff has reviewed and approved the design, I think that probably makes more sense than actually building a garage. So with all those factors, I would intend to grant
awesome.
The variance
Thank
with
you.
The standard conditions.
I appreciate it.
Sure.
Moving to case number item number 13, case number 2018-003889 VAR, 2865 Harrison Street, rear yard variance sought. Project sponsor for this case, please approach the mic. Are you ready to do the...
I'm waiting for one more person.
Oh, you are? Okay, so I will call in item number... Let me call number... item number six first. Is the architect for item number six here? Not yet? We'll be done by with the hearing by then.
I can go ahead without him.
Okay, if you can do the... Yeah, that's fine. Let me read off again, please. Item number six, case number 2018-011450 VAR, 1073 Church Street, rear yard variance sought. You have 5 minutes, sir.
Thank you. The variance, I think, pertains to the garage that the decking that we are trying to replace sits on. The decking is in dry rotting conditions, and so I don't believe any of the decking itself is in question because we have the appropriate setbacks for what we intend to replace all of the decking with. The garage, however, which was built in 1958 with city permits, actually is a replica of a neighborhood feature. I found more than 24 different examples of that kind of footprints on Nellie, Mersey, and Blanche alleyways. Our garage is just like theirs. It sits on an alleyway. There's nothing but garages that sit on this alleyway. Even our next door neighbor has a very similar footprint. Their garage also eats up far more of the end of the lot, as does ours. And in addition to that, our garage, which was built in 58, is a massive concrete set of retaining walls that basically holds back the hill that our house sits on. So I'm not sure what the practicality of removing or reducing the size of that garage, because it's a series of walls and stairs that goes up to the bottom of the house. It seems that the variance should be granted simply because it does have, there are engineering considerations. The fact that we actually, not us, but the previous owner did in 1958 with permits, and that there are many, many examples of this same kind of feature in many of just these three alleyways in our neighborhood seems to suggest that this is not an exception. And we understand, of course, we're going to build a 10-story building on top of the garage. You can't do that without dealing with the setbacks, and we're willing to do that. All we have are just decks on them that are rotting that we need to replace. So I believe that that's the gist of what we are requesting in terms of the variance with regard to the garage. It sits on far too much space. We recognize that, but it's been there for over 50 years.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Is there any public comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public comment. I think a lot of the arguments you make have relevance. This is a little bit of an unusual mid-block context between the alleyway with the garages, with the sloping topography. All of that means that the work that you're proposing to do, kind of in a typical mid-block context, you know, may have impacts on the mid-block open space and other properties. In this context, the mid-block open space is, you know, a very different context because of the slope, because of the mid-block alley, and the work that you're proposing to do is actually going to essentially reduce the mass in those areas and program it in a way that's actually much more functional. So I believe the project does meet the five findings, and I intend to grant.
Moving forward to item number 11, case number 2016-004218-VAR, 211 Mullen Avenue, rear yard variance sought. You have 5 minutes, sir.
Thank you. Here's my affidavit. Uh, 211 Mullen is an earthquake shack with a proposed addition. It's in Bernal Heights, and essentially the variance is required because the house is located in the rear yard setback. We'd like to preserve some of the front garden, which is part of the neighborhood character, and to make a house what's presently a two-bedroom house into a three-bedroom house for a family that has grown in this house. The overall dimensions of the house, the house is at its longest, 46 feet long. It's under 22 feet wide and under 21 feet tall.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there any public comment on this item?
Please approach the mic, ma'am. You have 3 minutes.
I don't live right next door, so I don't have a strong feeling, but I do have some general concerns about the neighborhood's desire to keep pushing back against the property lines. So I don't necessarily want to mess up these people's lives, but I'm not totally clear. It seems like a real steep drop-off with the houses behind it. How much is going to be cut away, and how much all the houses are encroaching on each other in the back?
Thank you very much. Don't know if that qualifies as opposition, but the project sponsor, if you wanted to speak more, you're welcome to.
You have 3 minutes, sir.
From our highest proposal, the house is dropped over 4 feet in height, and the rear yard grade has been reduced 3 feet to minimize the impact of shadows on rear yard neighbors. We also, the house was originally proposed to be 5 feet closer to the rear property line, but after our initial pre-application meeting and subsequent neighbor meetings, we did move the house 5 feet further from the rear property line.
Thank you very much. All right, I will close the public comment on this item. This is an interesting case with the fact that it's an earthquake shack. It's already located within the required rear yard. It's definitely a block here where you have sloping topography. And also, you know, because of that topography to some degree and relative to Bernal, some fairly large massing in the homes that are in that area. As this is proposed, I think it's been done in a way in conjunction with our design review staff in our department to help make sure that it's as contextual as possible, and bringing that into a more conforming nature and also in a way that's definitely compatible with the other homes in the area. So I intend to grant with the standard conditions.
Moving to the last item, number 13, case number 2018-003889-VAR, 2865 Harrison Street, rear yard variance sought. Project sponsor, you have 5 minutes, sir. Please approach the mic.
Put this one under the screen.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Ahmad Lariz, the project sponsor for 2865 Harrison Street. I put some picture on the screen. You can see the building in question is This building is in question. It's got there was extension with the back of the house. It was termite, completely termite eaten. So the owner, trying to replace the decking, and as they went in, they had more termite and more termite and more termite. So they completely got rid of the extension and rebuilt it, obviously, without the permit. And that's what we're here for, to see whether we can keep the building the way it is. And I can give you a couple of differences between the other neighbors. I have some picture from the next door neighbors showing that the extension matches next door neighbor. If you have, if you look at the, I took the picture right on the extension of the stairs going up to the upper level, and you can see the neighbor's property is, it shows behind it with sort of a screening and wood, bare wood with the, some lattice is holding it. And that shows we didn't go beyond the next door neighbor. And also we have a neighbor which are here to support the project because they feel that this is project is, even though it was built without the permit, but it's not going to have any effect on their view of lifestyle or any of these circumstances. Unfortunately, as we said, it was done without the permit, and the owner regret not knowing what was going on by hiring the people to help them, and then they start digging and breaking the stuff out because of the too much termite was going on in there. We have both parties, right and left side of the project. I mean, they're neighbors. They're here to testify.
Okay, are you done with your presentation?
I would like you to hear from the neighbors. And
the neighbors will get during public comment.
Yeah. I think this is the only way people from upstairs can use a rear yard. And also, if on the first picture I show, the next door property is the parking lot. So basically, there's a church parking lot that the people park over there, and there's no structure behind all of these properties, almost more than 150 or 200 feet of parking. There's basically is open air space and stuff like that. It's completely open. So it shouldn't be having any effect on the rear yard. As I said, unfortunately, this done on a different circumstances it was built, and we regret this thing to happen, but there's nothing we can do to correct this structure.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this item? Please come forward.
You have 3 minutes, sir.
Yes, hi, good morning. My name is Rami Barkawi. I am the owner of the property directly next to their property to the south. The address of my property is 2869 Harrison, directly the next building over. I am here to urge you to please allow this project to continue. From the perspective of quality of life, the old structure was completely, not only an eyesore, it was completely termite damaged. It was dangerous. It was a horrible thing to look at, and it was just not fit for existence. The new structure that is in place, has improved the value of my property. It has improved my quality of life. It has improved my view. it has just improved my life all around. I feel it has zero downside and 100% upside. So on behalf of me and my family, I support this project 100% and I urge you to accept it and let it move forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment on this item? Please come forward.
You also get 3 minutes, sir.
My name is Aurelio Hernandez, and I live at 2061 Harrison Street, the next door neighbor, where the new stairs is against my fence. Well, as you see from the photo, their stairs was falling down. It was already falling down. And I'm sorry. And now it looks a lot better. It's more nice to look at. And I have no qualms of the stairs. It doesn't bother me at all. And I wish you would consider it, the improvement they made. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment on this item?
You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Sheila, and I own the house. And we did this because I fell in that stairs twice, and I almost, it was during my, we always have like a party, the garden party, and it was that night. And it was so unsafe, so I realized that we needed to finish that and repair it, because it just, like I said, it looked so bad. And I feel so embarrassed of my neighbors looking at it too, both sides. And so I really, you know, please, you know, have us finish our house. And across the church, they were happy that we were doing that because they could overlook. And we had letters for them from them too, and the school. And they used the back of the house as a... Actually, it's just for people to park their car there. And so you could really see my backyard. And for years, you know, we didn't do anything. And, of course, financially. And so it was just for my family, quality of life was just, you know, it's too embarrassing for my kids' friends to come over. And I have to tell them, don't go to that stairs, go from the garage to go to the garden. So that was the reason why we had to repair that house. So, thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, I will close public comment. And this is an interesting case. I can understand the need to repair existing portions of buildings that are in dire need of repair. I don't love, you know, to some degree, rewarding, you know, fairly significant work without permits or beyond the scope of permits by granting the variance. But we have to look at this as if it was newly proposed. In this situation, it was mentioned there's a little bit of an unusual context with the parking lot immediately to the east. So I agree that under the current context, this kind of work wouldn't have any kind of real significant impact on the mid-block open space because it's a somewhat unusual block in that sense. Having said that, all things considered, that parking lot is very much primed to be developed for residential housing at some point in the future, and that will help kind of create a more traditional mid-block open space. I definitely understand the need to build back what was there and to continue to have stair access to the rear yard. The additional space, I think there is some question about the necessity for that space. And so I want to review this a little bit further, considering all those issues, and I will take this one under advisement. Thank you.
That's our last item.
Do we have another item that we had delayed? Or is that, have we called
them
all now?
No, we went through both of them, number 6 and number 11.
Okay, because it was Church Street, and yeah, I believe you're right. Okay, well, that will bring us to public comment then. Is there any general public comment about any items that are not on the calendar today? All right, seeing none, this hearing is adjourned.